Yeah, so I don't know. Now, if I can stay up a little bit, I'll watch that tonight. I'm going to take delivery of a new, well, not new, but new to me, a new used car.
Right on.
I received word that I needed to have extensive front end work.
Done with rear end.
Well, starts in the front end, because that's bad.
Starting the front end, you always end in the rear end.
That's what I'm telling. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But it.
If you finish in the rear end, you're always safe.
Always safe.
Always safe.
Unless it leaks out, and then you're. That's a whole other thing. And so I had it checked out, and it's pretty extensive. I got a couple $1,000 worth of estimates to get some stuff
done.
If
it leaks out, is that how you have one of those chocolate colored looking kids?
Well, the white girls do love that black cock now, man.
They like that black dick, don't they?
You walk through any grocery store, for example, and every single girl you see, you know, like every, you know, without a ring, it's a black kid. It's wild. Like, they're fucking.
Give me that black dick.
I get. Wow. Boy. Every week I got out of context audio for you. Anyways, I mean, it's whatever. Fuck whoever you want. But, you know, like, it ruins it for guys like me who got to come in behind with my fucking 4-inch Punisher. Like, what am I going to do? You know, you were just fucking a guy whose hog was 2.5 times this thing. Like, what do you want me to do? You know what I mean?
I got no chance.
No.
No
chance. Zero chance. The best head you've ever had. Dick game. Not present. Not there, Daddy.
Best thing you can hope for is she was into Dayton Oriental guys before you.
Yeah, she wanted a fucking rice dick. Wow, this huge white cock.
Jeez.
Yeah.
My God.
I've never seen a cock this large. You date babies or Asians? Who are you dating?
What are you dating babies?
What are you doing? Yeah, there's a girl that I have an unreasonable physical attraction to. It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Because intellectually, there's nothing between us. My attraction to her is entirely physical.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought nudes and videos and stuff from her before. And she's got a black dildo she uses in this one video. And it is, and I will tell you, I'll tell you this. I have zero chance of pleasing this girl sexually if it ever comes down to that. My head game is going to have to be off the fucking charts.
Yeah.
Because my cock will not do
it. Not going to compare
no.
with that.
No.
15-inch black rubber cock.
Buddy,
huh?
When I was 130 pounds, I had a fucking hanger on me. All right? I mean, it was the real thing.
Dude, I've lost 60 pounds, and goddamn it, it's starting to come back a little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit.
Oh, shit. Look out. Well, Trixie's in fucking trouble.
Throwing it around.
Yeah, you are. You're fucking Charlie Chaplin around the house with it.
Fucking doing a little duck walk.
Yeah, you are.
I do that just because my knees are fucked up.
Your whole family's got that fucking duck walk, though.
Oh, yeah.
Every male in your family's
retarded.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. But little do you know, it's just because we're drunk.
No, I know.
Fooled you.
No, trust me, I know.
Oh, boy. Oh,
yeah, let's get it.
I had a fart. Oh, it's a good one.
That was amazing.
Oh!
That was amazing.
God, that's gross.
That was amazing. Worth it.
Yeah, you're going to need that.
Fucking put a layer around. I put a protective layer around myself.
That's really foul.
Sounded like you blew an O-ring.
Blew a seal once.
Burp, 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 burp. It's a lucky seal.
Still stinks.
What do you think would be going through a seal's mind if he was getting blown by a human? Like, now, wait a minute.
Why?
Well, you know. Has this ever happened to anybody else before? This is what he's thinking while he's getting blown by a human. Now, wait a minute. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, you're all right. No, I didn't say stop.
Push the flipper on the back of his head. Yeah. Kind of lowers it down.
Slap, slap, slap.
Who doesn't want to get blown? Who
starts
doesn't want
bouncing to... his fucking nuts up and down on his nose. Boy, if I had a nickel for every
time. Boy, you ain't bullshitting there. Golly.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I've been blown by some girls in my life that were like getting blown by seals, just not attractive gals. You know, it's.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're young, it's any port in a storm, Dad. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oof. Could you name right now, you don't have to, but could you name the most horrible girl you've ever fucked?
Yes.
Yeah, I could too.
Yes. Yes, I could. And I'm not going to because I'm not proud of it.
I'm not going to either, but.
Nope.
I laid waste to some beasts in my life. Beasts.
Yeah.
I was the original Mr. Beast. I laid waste to some fucking pigs. And I did well for a long time. I did really good pussy-wise. And I, you know, was very lucky to fucking, you know, fuck some really, really attractive girls. But, you know, what comes along with that is sometimes you got to take one for the team, you know.
And oh, yeah, man. Nobody bats 1,000, buddy. No. You know? Well, sometimes it's, you know.
I sure didn't. Man.
Oof. Yeah. No, I can't. Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
I could name. I could give you a Mount Rushmore of horrible chicks I fucked. Just horrible.
Just glad those days are behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I were being honest about it, yeah, I can't. Again, I'm just
chasing tail and fucking.
Oh, I just, you know.
It's so exhausting.
Again, I miss pussy, but I don't. It's not in me to chase it, you know. I can't care about your dumb friends. If you start dating a girl, she's got 6 friends immediately that I can't give a shit about. I barely care about you, let alone your dumb fucking friends.
Yeah, it's the associations that go along with it.
And then her dumb family.
Yep.
You know, I need to meet. You know what I need to meet? I need to start dating homeless girls. First of all, you can drop them off anywhere. That's the first thing. Okay? That's the first thing. Second thing is, you can drop them off on the way to work. You're like, all right, I'll drop you off. I beat it.
I can only take you so far, then I got to make a left, and you know.
And then,
you know.
And then, you know. Get out. Okay. But, I mean, they got no family.
Right.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be homeless. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their friends are what? You know.
Friends are.
Skulky Joe and fucking.
Skulky Joe, a dog and a fence post.
Yeah, and Crack Pipe Jimmy. Down the road. Who cares?
Oh, Jimmy Cracks Pipe, but I don't care.
I'm not have you speak ill of Crack Pipe Jimmy. Man, it's an institution in my downtown.
Is he? Yeah.
The allegations here are rare and disturbing. This embalmer is accused of stabbing this dead man twice in the groin area, then cutting off part of his private part and putting it in his mouth.
Just a pinch between your cheek and gum. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, well... Yeah, well, you know.
Investigators say it all happened after she learned about his past.
She?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Yes. Women don't do this kind of crazy shit.
Yeah, well, stuffed it in his mouth, too, which is enough to cut it off. But then stuffed it in his mouth, in the dead guy's mouth.
Well, he didn't Memorial care.
Yeah, that's true.
Mortuary on the southwest side. It's a situation that no family would ever want to hear about their loved one.
Man, this was a vicious.
What do you care? You know?
This brutal attack.
You know what? If I'm dead, by all means, fuck my ass.
That is clean. If I don't hear that. Actually, there's really, I mean, the context.
That's the context. Now, I'll be happy to make an out of context audio of that for you. I'll be happy to do that because that's how I feel about you. But I don't care.
By all means.
I don't care. I'm dead. I don't give a shit. Let them take whatever organs out of me they can use.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then, if the urge should strike you, feel free to fuck my ass.
You've harvested the kidneys,
the
heart,
right.
The liver, all the good stuff.
Right.
Everybody's going home. You're closing up.
What's going home?
What's this guy's fucking asshole look like? Rolls it over, parts your fucking cheeks, gets the rib spreader out to hold them
that's
open.
A task unto itself, parting those cheeks.
Especially if you got a little rigor mortis sitting in.
I'm sorry, what? Oh, rigor mortis.
I know what I said.
Okay, gotcha.
As opposed to what I named the black cat that I used to have.
Oh, my God.
Something Morris.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Get it?
No, I got it. Do yourself a favor today. Look up the name of H.P. Lovecraft's cat. Do yourself that favor today.
The name of H.P. Lovecraft's cat?
Yeah.
Why do I want to do that?
Well, I'm not telling you how to live your life. You may or may not want to, but I'm just saying.
Back of a corpse.
Feel free to fuck me. I'm dead. I don't care. If I can help someone come, by all means.
Oh,
did you find it?
Yep, I did.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's not quite sure how you name a cat that, but you know, you get a cat and you go, you know, I got a name here. You know what?
You know what? Yeah.
Here's the name.
The person's already dead. It's kind of shocking even to me.
Licensed embalmer Amber...
Wait a minute. Shocking even to you?
Even to him. It was shocking even to that guy. Yeah.
Laudermilk is accused of using a scalpel to twice stab a man in the groin after he died of pneumonia last month. She cut off his private part, put it in his mouth, according to records...
Now, here's the fucking punchline. Ready?
And wait. Told a trainee who witnessed it, you didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything, motherfucker.
You didn't see shit. I don't care. Stuff my cock in my mouth. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
So she cut the guy's dick off and stuck it in his mouth.
Yes.
Oh, I thought originally you said she stuck it in her mouth.
No, she's not a moil. She's a mortician. She's not doing a bris, is what I'm telling you. It's a, yeah, stuck in his mouth.
Just for tips, man. Just for tips.
Two troubled lives coexisted at the same time, but this person clearly, our suspect clearly, just went off the edge.
Harris County.
Yeah.
Precinct 1 constable deputies investigated. They say employees.
Wouldn't you want to know when you're gone that you helped someone come at the very end?
Sure.
Feel free. Just go ahead. I don't care. Stick your fucking twisted cock in my ass. I don't give a shit. Whatever. Come on.
I'm not going to know.
I'm going to put it in my will.
Yeah,
let anyone who wants to fuck me should be allowed to fuck me.
Open season.
It's open season.
On Brian Wise's ass.
Yeah. Now, if it needs to be you, be first.
It does not need to be me.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying
oh.
If there's anyone listening that needs to be. Because you know the first one's going to be a cream pie, and if you got to dive in there after, I don't know that you need to be that, but yeah, why not? Shit.
Employees were too scared to report her. Who?
I'm going
to
give the option of fucking coming back and hopping on it one more time.
Yeah.
Before
you. Peg.
I have thought about nothing but fucking that girl for about 2 weeks.
Jesus.
I know, it's embarrassing.
The fuck?
I know, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
According to records, cover the dead man up with a towel when a colleague noticed the disfigurement. While a motive isn't clear, records show mortuary staff had just learned the victim was a registered sex offender.
Ah, there we go. So, you know, in the end, who's hurt, really? That's what I say.
How important are ethics in this line of work?
Right. Ethics is everything in this line of work.
I don't think it is anymore, pal. Been outside lately?
Should I have the good decency to die in the wintertime?
Yeah.
Just take me outside and let whoever wants to ravage my ass. Is what I'm telling you.
Why not summer?
Because then it starts to smell really bad. But if you take me outside in the cold.
Sweat a lot in the summer, don't
you? Oh, boy, do I. Buddy, getting out of bed's that fucking hootie-hoo.
A hootie-hoo. Hootie-hoo.
Altieri runs Southeast Texas Crematory, not connected to this case, admitting this could have been hard to predict.
That'll be your asshole, a crematory.
It's Brian's asshole putting the cream in crematory. They're going to put me in the fire at the end, and they're like, my God, what is all this fluid?
What the fuck is bubbling out of his asshole?
It's not Texas tea, man. It's
white gold.
White gold.
He says families.
You know, I always wanted to fuck Brian's ass. You know what? Interesting story. Now's your time.
Yeah. Have you gotten yourself checked into Brian's will yet? There is a waiting list. Okay?
By the way, if you want to be in line to fuck me when I'm dead, let me know. And I will put you in my will. That's how I feel about our listeners. I will do that for you. You have to make a trip.
Brian's dead and there's a room full of people. It's like a fucking Jewish deli there. Now serving number three.
It's like Brian's asshole in the Bonnie Blue orgy. Fucking what? Holy shit.
Should be aware of where loved ones will be cremated.
Yeah.
Feel comfortable to ask questions and be able to visit.
Feel comfortable to ask questions. Do you have any plans to cut his cock off and stuff it in his mouth? No? All right, then proceed.
You're going to eat that? Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Going for the good stuff.
Ooh, the leaded.
Code red, baby.
This is the last one, too. I got to get more next week, right?
You got to give me a drink of that.
Fuck yeah.
And see it in person.
Whether we have, you know, a particular judgment one way or the other, it doesn't matter. We're there for a family. And
well, I think you ought to let me be the judge if who gets to fuck my ass when I'm dead. There you go. There you go, daddy-o. Take a hit off that.
Yeah.
Fucking good, right? It's like kerosene, isn't it?
Jesus Christ, is that sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You going to drink this whole fucking thing, you pig?
Yep, I am.
God damn, well, that's good.
I think if I hadn't knocked his tooth out, it would have come out on its own accord. So.
We have to keep that in mind.
Staff reported the case involving Laudermilk to the Texas Funeral Service Commission.
Hey, heads up.
Listen. Hey, not for
the executive
nothing,
director
but,
says it's the only criminal abuse of corpse case across the state in the last 2 years.
Right.
Ooh, Texas taking care of its dead.
Well, what happened 2 years ago? That's the story I want to hear. You know?
I bet it's probably along the same lines, man. You know that there's funeral directors that are out there doing it that just haven't gotten caught yet.
Buddy, you can't.
Why is mommy? Why is daddy's coughing dripping?
Someone forgot to put flashing on the bottom of his fucking coffin. Now he's got
a gutter system on it.
Cum leakage.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is an incredibly difficult time, and there are predators who exploit this vulnerability.
Families should proactively.
I don't know that. You don't know that she's a predator. She just found out he was a kid toucher and fucking
yeah.
Verify the
right. You know, she just kind
of
credentials of funeral homes and directors. He says using the agency's license lookup before putting someone to rest. Laudermilk has been a funeral director in Texas since 2021, according to records. Now the state will seek to suspend and possibly revoke her license.
It makes us all look bad. And that's the sad thing about this.
Memorial Mortuary tells KPRC2 Laudermilk no longer works there, but the client.
No.
Because funeral directors didn't have a bad look until this, you know? Creepy bastards. Gotta be something wrong with you if you want to
you know, fucking putting makeup on dead people.
I hear when you get into that business, you got to, there's no starting at the top. You got to work your way up, and like the funeral business, like you got to dress bodies and the whole, like you don't start at the top. You got to learn the business. And, ooh.
Fuck that.
No. Yeah.
I don't like dead shit.
Here's a picture of her. Let's see if I can.
Of what, the corpse?
No, the girl, you fucking retard. I know you can really tell, but let's see. She's got sunglasses on. But, you know, she's a six.
I'll be back.
You ready to just fucking
cut off your dick. Stick it in your ass.
Right, we got it. All right, Amber, relax.
Trying to provide any additional details, citing a person.
Blah, blah, blah. Nothing.
Stroking out over there?
Just quit saying shit. Fucking say nothing. Quit saying nothing.
We begin with more on the big shakeup today in Minot leadership. Tom Ross resigning as mayor today. This comes after the release of a report on an investigation into Ross's conduct. According to the report, the city attorney filing a formal harassment complaint against Ross.
Harass.
In January. Kiona Rivera covered a special council meeting today where city leaders talked about the next steps moving forward.
Can we get to the goddamn, I mean.
According to the report, which was made public Tuesday, city attorney Stephanie Stahlheim received a sexually explicit video over text in mid-January, 2 weeks.
That had some body to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah. Kind of lifted my cheek up a little bit.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Made it flutter. That fluttering cheeks.
But fluttering cheeks. I love that song.
Sounds like a Rat Pack song.
That's my favorite Sinatra song, actually.
Hey there, fluttering cheeks.
The mayor of Minot, North Dakota, sent a sexting video. Actually,
I am going to be in that town this summer.
Why?
Because that's where Trixie's,
Trixie's family? Oh, wow.
One set of parents lives. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, over the week of 4th of July, we're going to be gone that week.
Well, let me check the schedule first and make sure that we can actually take that week.
Make sure you can approve my time off.
Yes. Yes. That's silly.
Do I have to submit a form?
We have a form at work, and I said to somebody the other day, I go, you ever realize when I fill my form out, I always put vacation warning at the top?
Dude, I do the
it's
same thing.
It's not a request. It's not a request.
I do the same
fucking I'm taking
thing.
Some time off.
Yeah, here. Yeah, just yeah, figure it out. I'm not going to be here.
Yep.
Later, Stahlheim filed a complaint. The report states when interviewed about the incident, Ross confirmed it was him in the video, and he had recorded the video during his lunch break.
Recording sex videos during your lunch break,
well,
huh?
Well, let's see. Here was it, about 12:30? All right. Better go get a sandwich and get a video of me jerking my cock.
In the fucking McDonald's parking lot.
I mean, where else? I mean, to be fair. Where else are you going to jerk your cock on a lunch break? It's got to be at McDonald's parking lot.
What would be sadder? Like doing it at the like Popeye's parking lot or something?
No, well.
Eating your unhappy meal.
Ah, yes.
I was disappointed I didn't get nothing on the fucking drink option.
Oh,
the Weiler's packet of grape Weiler's drink mix
grape drink.
With no water.
Oh, I'm just going to pour it in your mouth. This tastes terrible. Yeah, nothing like jerking your, making a jerk video on your fucking lunch hour,
Jesus.
Man.
Who'd he send it to?
Well,
prior to sending it to.
He sent it to somebody that works for the city, but he meant to send it to somebody else.
Stahlheim. Uh-oh. The report writer says Ross intended to send it to his romantic partner, whose name begins with C, but mistakenly sent it to the contact.
Yeah. I don't say whether it was a man or a woman, so, you know, who knows. But whoever that was didn't want to see it. I mean, if it was a guy wants to see it. I mean, if you're gay. Your boyfriend wants to see it, but your girlfriend does not want to see you jerking
doesn't
your cock.
Doesn't want to see it.
No, she doesn't.
Nope.
No.
City attorney. The city council accepted the report at Tuesday's special meeting.
That's the second time she said Tuesday. She British?
Tuesday.
Councilmember Mike Blessum said while it's an unfortunate situation, he is looking forward to moving on.
The city's been through an awful lot.
Yeah.
City organization, city staff, the people of our city have been through a lot.
They also
Have they, though, really?
No, I don't think they. I think when it comes to stuff like this, they way overestimate the impact on regular jerk-offs walking around the street. You know?
Let's say, actually, let's just find out here. Population Minot, North Dakota, 47,373 people. Let's say 4,800 people or 48,000 people.
Should I jerk my cock on my lunch break? Eh, why not? Thank you very much, Lisa Stewart. Well.
I hate you.
Well, I don't care. I can't tell you how little I care about that. It's too late by this point.
Out of 48,000 people in that fair city, how many of them do you think know about this, and how many of them do you think give a fuck?
A fair number know about it.
Yeah?
But no one is fucking, you know, oh, my stuff, like a fainting couch and the whole gimmick. No one's doing that. No one cares.
There's probably a few of them going, you know, well, he wasn't the only one that day jerking his rod at the McDonald's parking lot. So those goddamn chicken McNuggets, every time I get them, they just, you know, they do something.
Should I sit here for the 20th anniversary and just pound like 30 nugs? But I'd die on the way home. Can you imagine having, chicken McNugget sweats? Oh, my God. Ooh. Ooh.
Wow.
I have to get the pressure washer out when I get home. No mere shower is going to get rid of that.
I'm betting you don't make it home. I bet you're right. You shit your pants on the way home. If you eat how many? 30?
Well, at first I thought one for every, you know, 20, one for every year. But if I didn't have, you know, like if I didn't eat breakfast, I could kill 20. It would be tough, but. Man, 30 would be a real chore, you know? It would be tough.
How many of those do you think you could get in your mouth at one time?
Well,
I mean, you've got experience with a lot of meat in your mouth, right?
Well, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but for a while in my 20s there.
Hey, 10 bucks is 10 bucks.
Hey, you know, when you got to get to the casino, you don't have any money of your own. You know.
Boy's got to gamble, right?
Oh, boy's got to gamble. Might get a hand pay. Then I got real money.
Oh,
you know?
You got a hand pay, all right.
Get to the bus station downtown is all I got to do. 20 bucks, same as downtown. Yeah, I don't know. Chicken McNugget. Just the idea of McNugget sweats is.
If you do this, you going to dip them in any sauce?
No.
Or is the sweat going to lubricate them enough?
Oh.
Nug sweats.
Gosh, just, you can't. Nug sweats is your show title.
Nug sweats?
By the way.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Steve Ross's resignation letter a few hours before the meeting. Yeah. In his letter, Ross said, "I have tried to be too much to too many people. I failed."
Yes, I don't.
Never have so few done, however the fuck that is.
Done so much for so many. But I don't think your style of governance was the issue. I think it was the jerking your cock on your lunch break and sending it to the city attorney, you tool.
Is that what we sent it to? The city attorney?
Oh, yes, by accident.
Jesus Christ.
By accident, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to get you in trouble every time.
every you know. Damn time.
Yeah.
What a fucking dildo. God, I hate him.
The well-being of our city, as Alderman Blessum said, has been on shaky ground
more often
than we care to admit over the last few years and months.
All right, but that's got nothing to do with this guy taking a video of him jerking his cock.
Right. Relax.
Yeah.
We've blown it out of proportion.
Yeah.
We've been faced with challenges that most cities never have to endure.
Jesus Christ. God, Garrison Keillor, we get it.
Garrison.
God, Jesus.
Ah, yes.
Your poor fucking downtrodden city.
We know. Wow. We got it.
Mopey motherfucker.
To our poor. Oh.
I sit before you with heart overcome by sadness and disappointment as we face yet another moment of poor leadership in our city's history.
He's just jerking his cock, though. Like, all right, I'm not downplaying the fact that it's a bad moment for the city. I'm not right. Right.
Exactly. But he's just not a good look.
Yeah, he's just, you know, let's quit acting like it's a generational defeat for the city of. Like, maybe there's other stuff going on. I'll never know. You know why? Because it's fucking Minot, North Dakota. Yeah, so who gives a shit city other than their cock-jerking mayor?
Oil fields is, yeah. That's what's out there.
That's the whole gimmick out there?
Well, that and an Air Force base.
Oh.
We also reached out directly to Ross for a statement. He said he takes...
He said, boo! Reach for comment. Ross said,
oh, you fucking whore. God damn, that's funny. Can we quote you on that, sir? How many bees in bull?
How many bull? How many bees? I see this B L L L L A U U U. Bull.
Responsibility for the mistake and said he will always have respect for Stahlheim. Ross adding, the decision I made falls in line with all my work on behalf of the city of Minot. I put my heart and soul into this community. Council President.
And I put a stain onto my shirt.
I put a stain in the parking lot of McDonald's.
But if you had to jerk off, look, if you had to jerk off on your lunch hour, where would you go? It's got to be McDonald's. There's no other place to do it in their parking lot, right? There's no other place. You can't sully the restroom that you shit in at work. You can't do that. It's a sacred place.
Why not?
Well, why not? Yeah, why not? Well, this guy is a jerk off, literally.
Yeah. Heck.
Mark Janser will assume the duties of mayor of Minot for the next 15 days.
Duty.
In Minot, I'm Kiona Rivera, reporting for your news leader.
Kiona Rivera, I will sing for you now.
Now, Ross had served as Minot's mayor since 2022 and was on the council the 2 years prior to that.
Oh.
At today's meeting, the council unanimously approved a motion indicating their desire to appoint a current council member.
Yes, it was this motion. Let the record show I was doing the jerk-off motion.
Well, we'll accept that motion.
the universally accepted motion for jerking off.
I think out there it's Western style.
Western style. I like to do it the San Francisco style. Through a glory hole.
I want to say that fucking Stosh fucking said that to me one day at work years ago.
Western style?
About fucking Western style. And I thought I was going to lose my ever-loving fucking mind.
That's great, though. Fuck. What a mad genius he was. I wonder what he's up to, because he was genius.
I haven't talked to him in years.
Fucking crazy person.
Yes.
Out of his mind, but he was the best.
Yeah, he was. He was out of his mind, but he
Number
was
to
funny.
Fulfill Ross's remaining term, which runs through next June.
Oh.
If they go this route after the 15-day period, the council would also have to appoint someone to fill the empty council member seat. Community members could submit...
And his empty ball bag.
And the empty sample cup for the DNA test. What a jerk off. Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time for an exciting new segment on TGO Radio.
Ooh, right on.
Yeah. To be honest with you, it's the same old shit we've been doing, but now we just got a little theme for it. So.
Oh,
yes.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Yes. Yes, it's the teacher sex scandal segment on TGR Radio, everybody. Yes. Thank you. It's an update on the story we had a couple of weeks ago about the Columbine High School teacher.
Yeah.
And they had a girl fill out a form saying she was homeless in order for the girl to move in with the female teacher.
Right.
And the principal and everybody stood up for this girl. And now many, many, many people are going to get sued.
Imagine that.
If it were me, I would be strolling through Columbine with a set of kids. I would own that high school. There's not enough money. If I were that girl's parents, not nearly enough money. But anyway, here's an update, and the update is long.
Could you? So I mean, if you hang on a second. Let me get to this. If you owned that, could you change the name to like Dennis Klebold High or something like that?
I think it was, yeah.
I don't know, whatever the fuck.
Harrison Klebold.
Whatever.
Yeah, doesn't matter what their name is. Yeah. Change it to Trenchcoat High. Anyway, this is a long update, so whenever you need to tap out, you let me know and we'll move on. But this is the teacher sex segment on a TGO Radio.
Well, the Jeffco Sheriff's Office has launched a criminal investigation at Columbine High School.
This comes after your investigator, Sean Boyd, found school officials falsely claimed a student was homeless so that she could move in with a teacher.
Yeah.
Sean joins us now, and Sean, that may not have been the only motivation here.
Hey, you've learned Jeffco receives thousands of dollars for students who are homeless.
Right. Oh. The school district insists this decision had...
Well...
All of the money.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something? Hmm. Is it when you get down to it at the end, following the money, the whole damn
always
thing?
Always is.
All the time?
It.
Isn't it, though?
Yep. That's what it boils down to.
And I love money, too. But
I do, too.
Gee whiz.
Yep.
Thing to do with money. But the more homeless students a district has, the more funding it's eligible for. The girl's mother believes the district used her daughter.
Yeah, not for long. Fucking Doge will cut that out, boy.
You're right, exactly.
Oh, damn.
That shit's about to end.
Oh, they're fucking hatcheting their way through the federal government.
For financial gain, we aren't identifying the mom to protect the privacy of her other kids.
It's not a story. This is a nightmare.
A nightmare this mother wouldn't wish on anyone. 3 years ago, she learned Columbine High School teachers, counselors, and even the principal had come up with a plan to help her daughter.
I wish this mother would be quoted as saying, this is the worst thing that's ever happened at Columbine. I'd fucking, oh, yeah. Dude, that would be so fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Trenchcoat High.
Run away from home.
This was deliberate. It was calculated. It was intentional.
It was deliberate. What do you think? She fell into it by accident? Yeah, it was deliberate.
Duh.
It's a great, you know, and I hate, you know, no one cares about these stories but me, but I'm going to tell the story anyways. At WrestleMania 3, it's Randy Savage and Ricky Steamboat. It's one of the
Jesus
greatest.
Jesus Christ, you're going back.
It's 1987.
Yeah.
And it's one of the greatest matches ever. Okay, it's still in the top 10 as far as I'm concerned. And it's, but, you know, they're playing their role. Gorilla Monsoon's got to be the good guy. Jesse's got to root for the bad guy, you know, and that's how it goes. Jesse's
Who is Steamboat
return.
And Savage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have scripts back then. They don't have guys in their ears telling them what to say.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay.
So, like McMahon was doing later on. He was in their ear telling them what to say and this and that. So they're just saying whatever they got to say. Savage jumps out of the ring and kind of clotheslines Steamboat's neck across the top rope, right? And fucking Monsoon goes, that should be an automatic disqualification. And Ventura goes, for what? And Monsoon goes, deliberate. Because he couldn't think of anything else to say. He goes, deliberate. And Jesse goes, yeah, it was deliberate. What do you think, he fell into it by accident? Did you? What I mean, it's 1987 and I still use that. I mean, God, is that funny. Let's see if I can find that. I'll drop it in right here in the audience.
Right,
really funny.
Talk about determination.
Whoa.
Look at the clothesline by the Macho Man.
What a move by Macho Man. I don't know how
and
Steamboat...
the dragon gets out.
I don't know how he's doing it.
That could have been a disqualification too, Jess. That kind of a clothesline.
For what?
Deliberate.
Deliberate? Of course it's deliberate. What do you think? He fell into it by accident?
And possibly criminal. Yeah. Jeffco Sheriff's Office is investigating after school district employees filled out a federal form claiming the girl was homeless when they knew she wasn't.
Yeah.
Even discussing in emails how to conceal it from her parents by not using their contact
information. Goddamn fucking email trails get you every time, man.
All right, Nixon.
Yeah.
What are you doing? God, everything's traceable now. Don't they know that?
People are stupid.
I walked into... Several years ago, Gerald Ford has a presidential library and museum in Michigan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I went there several years ago. It's got two sections of the Berlin Wall, which is super cool.
Oh, that's cool.
He's buried there, right? But then you get up to the second or third floor where, like, it's, you know, goes through artifacts of his presidency. And the first thing you see when you walk in that first room is, on your left-hand side, one of the Watergate recording machines. Oh. It's so cool, man. God, I fucking love that.
Wow.
Not have found this paperwork underneath her bed, I would have had no idea that this was happening behind her back.
Jeffco Schools claims the form is not a declaration of homelessness and says it generates no revenue through any sources for Jeffco Public Schools. But
except that.
The form itself asks whether a student is an unaccompanied homeless youth or unaccompanied self-supporting youth at risk of homelessness. While this student's form was signed in April 2022, it was dated July of 2021, the start of Jeffco's fiscal year. The district says the form is...
Speaking of fiscal year, I hope you enjoy writing that great big fucking check, because it's coming. Yeah. And I mean, it's got to be enough money to do a lot of... to where kids can't get books next year.
Yeah.
Okay, it's got to be a lot of money to send a message. That's fucking crazy.
Wow.
Pre-typed each school year. According to the Colorado Department of Education, Jeffco Schools has received at least $400,000 for homeless students since 2022.
It's sickening.
This mom believes Jeffco Schools made money at the expense of her daughter's safety. An investigator hired by the district found Columbine teacher Leanne Carney was grooming the minor and had asked a colleague about the process for declaring a student homeless as early as 2019. The mom says she texted Carney not to contact her daughter after discovering thousands of texts and phone calls between them. She says when she alerted the principal, he told her, "Carney helps kids navigate their sexuality."
Yeah, that's grooming. But if a teacher fucking takes them to a prayer meeting, it's fucking, it's mentoring.
Well, speaking only for myself, if my son had a teacher that took him to a prayer meeting, some discussions would be loudly had. Speaking only for myself, I tell you what, teach him math. Okay, teach him how to fucking read.
Right. Correct. I mean, teach him to write too, but. Yes.
So you've just been given information that of some sort, there's some type of inappropriate relationship happening between an adult and a child. And you can say in the same two-hour meeting that she takes a special interest in helping kids navigate their sexuality.
It's 2025.
What?
Okay, it is.
What?
Wake up.
I won't stand for it.
Aren't we at the point now where we can have AI robots teaching? AI robots aren't going to fucking seduce and fuck kids, right? Now, at least not yet.
Yet.
Not until they get in the classroom and the AI figures out these sexy fucking kids are all right.
But if they weren't so damn sexy, ideally, right? I mean, come on. They're sexy. Come on.
In a few years, the fucking AI robot in the front of the class starts talking like Herbert.
How reasonable. Sexy teenagers.
Like, when did that fucking accent develop in the AI robot? Well, he's been around these sexy fucking kids for a few years.
Y'all want a cupcake and a glass of wine?
Yes, please. Do I?
Get your fat ass over here.
Get your fat.
You don't want to hurt yourself dancing. Make sure you stretch out those creamy hamstrings.
No, but seriously, man, there's a solution to this fucking problem.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a car that's been tricked out to look like an ice cream truck.
Damn it. I'm sorry, what?
You know, with colorful pictures of ice cream treats. And it plays a tune that's fun for the young children. Da 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 da.
Oh, poor Herbert.
Oh, really? Just give him a kid to fuck already. What are we doing?
All right, here's a kid.
All right, listen, here's a kid. Oh, man. Gee whiz.
All right, you get one a month, okay?
You get one a month? Wow. That's a lot.
Saying Christie saw the texts and calls as a boundary issue, didn't tell Carney to stop, and because Carney was on military leave at the time, believed the investigation could wait until she returned in 6 months, despite a safe-to-tell report indicating the relationship between the teacher and student had turned sexual. The mom says after turning 18, her daughter moved in with another teacher while Carney was deployed, then went missing, and months later turned up in California with Carney.
So how many teachers are in on this? It's the groomer and the teacher that brought the kid in, and then the principal, and then...
It's a conspiracy.
It's mind control. It's conspiracy. I hear they still taste like fruit at that age. Oh, slow down, Jesse. Come on. What are we doing here? If it wasn't so good, it wouldn't be illegal. Oh, Jesse. Come on.
Jesus. I was a governor, a pedophile.
Oh, Jesus. I was a balloon blower upper, a kid toucher, a Navy SEAL. I was on the inside of that 14-year-old girl.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesse, stop. Come on.
Easy there, Gov. Take it easy.
Look.
She says 10 school officials, all mandatory reporters,
10.
Helped her daughter run away with a predatory teacher.
$2 million from each teacher. You gotta pay.
That's fucking RICO statute right there.
You know
there.
What? That's fair. I hadn't thought of that. But, I mean, this system's gotta pay. There isn't enough money in that school system to pay this woman.
Yeah.
Instead of alerting social services as required by law.
What they ultimately did was stripped away our parental rights, inserted themselves as surrogate parents. If you did this once.
Surrogate?
And there's been no.
That's right. You know, sometimes the language eludes. People, they're fired up, Jeff. I mean, you know how that goes.
No consequences.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the consequences are a big fat fucking check. That's the consequences. Yeah. People need to lose their livelihoods. And under threat of homelessness, a big fat fucking check's got to be written here. Update to the TGO Radio 2025 Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
As we are recording, I woke up last night to a text message from my buddy, Sheroy, my last black friend, who informed me that Wink Martindale had died, which means Brian takes a commanding 2-0 lead in the 2025
2-0
Deadpool.
Lead. You're going to get that belt, champ.
I don't know.
Breaking news right now, we are just learning about the passing of game show legend Wink Martindale.
I mean, all respect to the guy, but I don't know
our
that...
Our entertainment guru, George...
I don't know that his death deserves a breaking news thing. I don't know that that's the case.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
At 91?
Jesus.
Pinocchio was live in the newsroom with the details. George.
All right, thank you. Wink Martindale was 91 years old. His career spanned more than 70 years. Wink.
Years. His career spanned more than 70 years.
Got his first job when he was 17 as a disc jockey at a radio station in his hometown of Jackson, Tennessee.
Hi, good morning, everybody. It's the Wink Martindale.
The Wink Martindale morning wake up.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. It's Wink Martindale.
Wink was a radio staple for years, but he also found a home on television, primarily as a well-known game show host.
Wink Martindale!
Ooh, man. Card Sharks, baby.
No, he was
not Card Sharks.
Close, though.
Thank you very much, Jay Williams. Good morning, everybody.
Wink Martindale. Good morning, everybody. It's Wink Martindale.
Martindale was the host of Gambit. He also hosted one of the versions of the popular Tic-Tac-Doe.
Tic-Tac-Doe.
So they have a thing where they interview him here, and you can tell he's still jocking it up. You know, he's talking to you. I enjoy my time on television, you know.
Once again, Ron, on this show, has nobody in the audience, so he needs some good advice from you good people out here.
And a later version of High Rollers.
When a cow stands up, which end rises first?
But I can't. I came out here in 1959, and I've either produced or hosted 21 different game shows, and I've been a DJ all my life. So that sort of wraps up my career in 10 seconds.
Everybody, I've been a DJ my whole life. And, he's still jocking
he's still doing it, man.
A little bit, man.
You can take him out of the booth, but you can't take the DJ out of the man.
Actually, there's plenty more. Wink was a pitch man, doing commercials for VW, Tylenol, and Budweiser.
Final question, ladies. How
Tylenol, now with cyanide.
And now, a word from Tylenol. Sorry about that.
Really sorry.
Really sorry.
Please continue to buy.
Look, we put a safety thing on it now. Look, we're super duper sorry. I mean, not our fault, but still.
Save the planet.
How would you like to be like the guy that poisoned Tylenol? Like you changed an industry.
Changed, yeah.
How every medication in the world was packaged after that.
Yeah.
One lunatic in Chicago changed the world.
Yep.
You know, because it's just something you never thought about before 1980, whatever that was, two or three.
Yeah.
Some guy in Chicago poisoned Tylenol bottles. Four or five people died. We've talked about it on the show before, but.
Yeah.
That guy changed the world.
He changed the whole, like you said, a whole fucking industry, man.
There are politicians who, you know, served 50, 60 years that didn't change the world. One lunatic like in Chicago changed everything.
Yep.
Before the commercials and the game shows, and long before he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Wink was on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, number 7, for his 1959 spoken word song, Deck of Cards.
When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year.
Oof.
Wow. Oof. How have I not heard of that rocker before?
Oh, for a lone gunman. Wow.
Should we remake that?
Yes, we should. Yeah, I think we should.
In those early years, Wink also showed us he could sing.
Oh, my baby satisfies me. Oh. She puts my mind at ease.
Jerking off my flaccid cock. Jerking off my flaccid cock while balanced on her knees.
Jerking off my flaccid cock, winking at you, baby.
Yeah. Hi, sweet Martindale. Let me drop this loon. On those caterpillars you call them.
Hey, dropping fucking loads.
yeah. Dropping loads, everybody.
When she tells me that, I'm so easy to please.
Well, you
know
what? I don't
Where's that song been all my life?
I don't know. I don't want to hear it, though, because you love music just like that, so fuck off.
As a TV host in Tennessee back in 1956, Wink interviewed Elvis Presley on his dance party.
Oh, hey, man. Hey, Wink, it's nice to meet you, baby.
That's an odd name there, Wink. Hey, you got a name like Wink, huh? You should have a normal name like Elvis. Elvis Aaron, the king, baby.
Hey, man. It's me, the king, baby.
You got any ludes? It's the king.
Oh, man. You know what I like, Wink? Oh, shit. You got a whole thing going on. You know what I like, Wink? Medication, baby. You got any pills for me, daddy?
Oh, man. Wild.
I can't tell how much I like to have pills in my system.
Yeah?
Keeps me from shitting. One of these days, it's really going to backfire on me. But for right now, man,
pills and bananas.
Oh, boy. Eesh. Oh, yeah, man.
If that's a fucking X-Lax, we could still have the fucking king, you know?
Oh, man.
Oh, baby.
I need some stool softener and some X-Lax, Daddy.
Like fucking concrete up in there, man. You know it was. About, Jesus Christ.
I got about 2 dozen pounds of compacted feces in my system there, man. Oh.
You can steady a flagpole in my ass.
It's like Quikrete, man.
It's like Quikrete. Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's how I had that heart attack, man. I was grunting and pushing. The next thing you know, the king fell over, Dad. Oh.
Yeah. Crickets.
Yeah. I don't think they've actually ever released his autopsy for a variety of reasons.
Not because he's not dead.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
he was working in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, I know. He's a preacher down in Tennessee.
Oh, is that what it was? He'd be 150 now, right?
Bob Joyce, man. You ever seen that dude?
Oh, that's right. Bob Joyce. You said that.
Joe.
Anytime you're in town and want to come by, we certainly will welcome you.
Anytime you're in town and want to stop by.
Thank you very much.
Anytime you're in town and want to stop by, don't fucking talk to me. We're going to stop you at the reception desk. I don't want anything to do with you.
But you will never contact me again. Do everything for Turnbull.
Thank you very much, Wink, and I'll see you again.
Ah, fuck you, Wink, man.
Oh, thank you, Wink. Wink, Wink.
Oh, see what I did there? Wink, Wink.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
We start the show off with a rant about immature children, and here we are.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Over the years in L.A., we saw Wink a lot. And
it's not just a wink. It's an L.A. wink. L.A.
And as it turns out...
Oh.
Was that the one?
No,
that
sir.
Sounded suspicious.
No, it is gonna stink though, for real.
We can't go on again with suspicious shits.
Suspicious shits.
This wink always came with a smile.
Oh.
No. I wish
that guy would drop dead.
I come with a smile too, because that means she's leaving.
Oh, this is almost over.
Money's on the dresser, Diane.
Tissues and money are on the dresser.
Tissues and money. Yeah, some dude wipes and some fucking... some 50s for you on the dresser.
Dude, 50s?
Yeah, well, listen. Hey, I gotta tell you this. I'm doing really well at the casino.
I guess so.
Martindale died in Rancho Mirage. He was surrounded by his family, including Sandy, his wife of 49 years.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Damn.
Flowers will be placed on his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today at 5 o'clock.
That's a shame I missed that.
Yeah.
Bryant takes a commanding 2-0 lead.
Who you got? You got Wink Martindale and who? Oh, Hackman.
Gene Hackman, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.